faster than a speeding bullet, more powerful than a locomotive, able to leap tall buildings at a single bound.
Look, up in the sky, it's a bird, it's a plane, it's Superman!
Kellogg's Pep. P-E-P, Pep. Kellogg's Pep, the Sunshine Cereal, presents...
The Adventures of Superman.
Today, as Batman tells the Man of Steel he has given up all hope for Robin, his young companion, he receives a startling surprise.
Hello there, gang. This is your pal, Dan McCullough. You know, it's almost a sure bet when you see a fellow or girl with that raring to go, up and at 'em look that there's been a good hearty breakfast somewhere in the picture. And did I mention Kellogg's Pep? Why, Pep is such an appetite tickler that it makes you, well, it makes you want to eat hearty. Sure. Are those crunchy whole wheat flakes terrific? Mm-mm. That sunshine flavor, that strictly Pep flavor, is sure lure for your taste. You know, Kellogg's Pep is called the Sunshine Cereal. It's famous for crisp, golden, sunny goodness. And Pep is famous, too, for swell prizes. Yes, sir, there's a prize in every package of Pep you open. For instance, your next prize may be one of 18 bright-colored comic buttons with pictures of your favorite comic strip characters to pin on your beanie cap or your jacket. Or you may find a colored cardboard model of a fighting plane, one of 7 model planes in the series. Or your next Pep prize may be one of 24 full-color bird pictures with a description on the reverse side so that you'll be hep on birds. You'll be mighty keen about all 3 kinds of Pep prizes. So ask Mom to get you Kellogg's Pep tomorrow, sure thing.
And now the adventures of Superman. Searching desperately for Robin, who had been abducted by Eric Larson, an escaped convict with a bitter grudge against the youngster, Superman and Batman followed a trail which led clear across the continent and back again. Finally, they arrived at the bungalow on the outskirts of Metropolis where Larson had imprisoned Robin. To their amazement, they found Larson dead from a bullet wound, but no sign of Batman's young companion. As we continue now in the shaded, drawn living room of the bungalow, Batman says...
I'm like Superman. This looks like the end of the trail.
Don't say that, Batman.
Oh, let's face it. This was our last hope.
Now, look.
We figured that when we caught up with Larson, we'd find Robin.
I know, but
now
that's...
Now Larson's dead, and heaven only knows what happened to poor Robin.
This isn't at all like you, Batman. Don't give up hope. He may be all right. Chances are
we'd have heard from him by this time if he were.
Well, maybe he just can't communicate with us.
Oh, nuts. I'm convinced Larson has done away with him. As he swore he would.
All right, then who shot Larson and why?
What's the difference? Larson was a bad apple, a blackmailer, and a murderer. He might have quarreled with one of his gang. What?
Thought I heard something.
I don't hear anything.
Wait a minute. There it is again.
Oh, what?
Great Scott, someone's downstairs in the cellar. Come on, Batman. Give me a hand, Batman.
All right.
Somebody under this coal pile.
Hey, Jupiter. Is it Robin?
No, no. Here he is.
Don't you, fellas. Don't shoot.
What the... Boy, it's a great big guy tied up like a bundle of wire.
I didn't do nothing. I just...
Who are you? What are you doing here?
Wait till I get him untied. There we are. There. Can you stand up now?
Yeah. Sure. Thanks, pal.
All right. Start talking. Who are you?
My name's Willie. Willie Doak.
Well, listen, Willie.
Look, Robin, was Dick Grayson here?
Yeah,
He was? What happened to him? Where is he?
Oh, wait a minute. Who are you guys? What are you wearing them funny clothes
for? Never mind us. What happened to Dick? Where is he?
Who?
Dick Grayson.
Never heard of him.
Now, don't give me that. You just said he was
no,
here.
No, I didn't.
Yes, you did. Now, you better talk and talk fast. Where is he?
None of your business. Now, get out of my way.
No, you don't.
I'm back here.
Hey, let go.
Don't worry, Batman. He won't get away.
Let me go.
Stand still, Willie boy.
Let go or I'll kill you.
You're not killing anyone. Now, are you going to tell us what happened here and where Dick Grayson is, or...
No, I ain't. I'm going to bust you apart like this.
Oh. Okay, you're asking for it. Up with it.
Hey, what the...
Now, let's buzz around the cellar a bit. The wind ought to pull you off.
Oh! Attaboy, Superman! Give him the work! Hey, shut it out!
Look out! Almost bumped into the wall that time. Between those beams.
Hey!
Found the furnace.
Hey, stop! Put me down! Put me down!
How are we doing, Batman?
You're making me dizzy.
Stop it! Stop it!
killing mood, will he?
No, no, I was just kidding. Put me down.
All right, down we go.
Jeepers. I'm dizzy.
So sorry. Here, I'll hold you up.
No, no, don't touch me. You creepers, you must be Superman.
Right. Now, shall we take a little trip to the moon, or is your tongue sufficiently loosened to talk through?
No more flying. I'll talk.
Well, it's about time. Now, where's Dick Grayson?
Up in the attic, I guess.
In the attic?
Yeah, he's...
No, he isn't. Tell the truth, or do we go to the moon?
Okay. Well, Marsh cornered the kid in the attic, see? Then I heard him shoot. Then Marsh come down looking for me, but I was hiding here in a cold...
But where's Dick?
Oh, he must be still up there. Maybe he's dead. Jupiter.
Dead.
Wait, Batman. I tell you, the attic is empty. He isn't in this house.
I'm going to make sure.
Okay, but it's a waste of time. Come along, Willie.
All right, Superman. There's nobody up here.
I know it. All right, Willie, let's get on with your story. You said somebody named Marsh shot Larson and Dick. Who is Marsh?
A guy. That's all I know. Eric Larson waited here for him with a Grayson kid. He said he couldn't knock him off till Marsh got here.
Tell me, was Marsh a slender, dark man with a little mustache?
Yeah, that's the one.
Well, he must be Marshall, the one who sent the Oriental drug to Larson in jail, Superman.
Yes. All right, go on, Willie. What happened when Marsh got here?
Well, he talked to Larson in the living room. I was watching a Grayson kid in the back room. Then I heard a shot. Before I could get out of the room, the Grayson kid had his hands free. He lassoed me and tied me up. I don't know how we did it, but...
Well, go on. Then what?
Well, the kid started to tiptoe out, but when he opened the door, there was Marsh with a gun.
Oh.
Marsh said he'd shot Larson, and now he was going to finish Grayson. Then he said he'd tell the cops Larson shot the kid, and he shot Larson trying to make a getaway.
Oh, so that was it. Why did Marsh want to kill Dick?
I don't know.
Well, never mind that now. I've got to find out what happened to Dick. Go on, keep talking, Willie.
Well, this kid, he's a game little rooster, I gotta say that. He dives into Marsh and knocks him off balance. Then he beats it up the stairs to the attic with Marsh after him. I can hear Marsh kicking at the door. I know we'll bust it down soon and it'll be all up with the kid. On account of he can't get out because there's no windows in the attic, see?
Yes.
Well, then all of a sudden it comes over me. I'm in a bad way, too. I know this Marsh is a killer. And he knows I know he rubbed out Larson, my boss. I can't walk on account the kid roped me up, but I can roll. So I roll myself out the door and down the stairs to cellar.
But what about Dick?
I'm telling you, I just got myself rolled in a coal pile when I heard a door bust in the attic. And I hear a shot. I know that's a kid getting...
Oh, poor Dick.
But it doesn't add up. Where are Dick and Marsh? You said he intended to tell the police Larson shot Dick.
I don't know what happened to Marsh or the kid. All I know, right after that shot, Marsh comes running downstairs calling for me. He looks all over the house, even down here in the cellar, but he don't see me, see? After a while, I don't hear nothing. I figure Marsh is sitting quiet, waiting for me to show up and get shot. So I dig in deep in the coal and lay low till you guys get here.
How long ago was this? Since you heard the shot in the attic, I mean.
Oh. Maybe an hour.
Oh, we got here just an hour too late. Larson must have carried Dick's body away and now...
Why should he, Batman? If he had it planned to blame Larson for the shooting.
I don't know why Marsh did or why he even wanted to shoot Dick in the first place. But I'm going to find out when I find Marsh or Marshall or whatever his right name is. And I will find him if it's the last thing I ever do.
Well, I'll help you as soon as we get the police here.
I'm not going to wait for the police. Marsh is an hour's start on me.
Wait, Batman.
I'll see you later, Superman.
Where can I contact you?
I'll contact you when I have a lead. So long.
Oh, it's good to see you, Mr. Wayne. I've been so worried, sir.
Well, thank you, Arthur.
Is there any word of Master Dick, sir?
I'm afraid he's done for.
No, sir. Don't say that.
You've got to face it, Alfred. Dick was cornered by a murderer named Marsh who had a gun. Now they're both missing. There's only one conclusion we can draw.
If you'll forgive me, sir, I won't believe Master Dick is finished until I see his body. He's clever and resourceful, you know, and quick as a flash.
Yes, I know. I've been telling myself all that, trying to find a ray of hope. It's no good, Alfred. Dick was cornered in an attic from which there was no escape. Another man heard a shot fired. Now all that's left is to find Marsh. Find him and make him pay for what he did. Well, I'm going to my laboratory to get some equipment, then I'm going.
Someone's at the door, sir.
Yes, will you see who it is, Alfred?
Yes, sir. I can't believe it. Poor Master Dick. Yes?
You, Bruce Wayne?
I'm his butler. Whom shall I say is calling?
Never mind that. Just tell him I got a message for him.
I'll give it to him.
Nothing doing. I gotta give it to Wayne first.
Well, never mind, Alfred. I'm Bruce Wayne. Do you have a message for me?
Yeah. Here.
Thank you.
You're welcome. So long.
So long. I wonder what this is.
Anything important, sir?
I don't know, Alfred. Great Jupiter.
What is it, sir?
Why, this note. This note is from Dick.
Their eyes bulging, Bruce Wayne and Alfred stare at the dirty scrap of paper which indicates that Dick Grayson, who is really Robin, is alive. We'll be back in a moment with the exciting climax of today's episode. So stand by.
You know, gang, they say good things come in threes. And that's certainly true about the three different kinds of prizes that come in packages of Kellogg's Pep. Yes, sir, there's one or the other in each package of Pep you open. And each prize is really slick. For instance, your next Pep prize may be a bright-colored comic button picturing one of your favorite comic strip characters, 18 in all, depend on your jacket or your beanie cap. Or maybe you'll find a bird picture in bright color with a full description on the reverse side. Collect all 24 of these, and will you be hep on birds? Or maybe you'll find one of the 7 slick-colored cardboard plane models, easy and fun to put together. And all the while you're collecting these three kinds of prizes, you'll be enjoying just about the best breakfast dish you ever hustled across your tongue. Crunchy, golden whole wheat flakes of Kellogg's Pep. Mm-mm. Pep really sends you. What flavor? A fresh, brisk flavor. All crisp and catchy. A wonderful flavor for breakfast. So for a prize breakfast and prizes that are super, ask Mom to get you Kellogg's Pep, the Sunshine Cereal.
Just as he had given up all hope for Dick Grayson, Bruce Wayne, who is really the famous Batman, received a note from his young companion. As Alfred, his loyal butler and man of all work, stands by eagerly, Wayne jubilantly announces...
He's alive, Alfred. Dick's alive.
Oh, thank heavens, sir. Where is he?
Why...
Oh. What, sir?
Listen to this. Batman, get the Batboat and come to Cove Harbor as quickly as you can.
Cove Harbor?
Yes, that's just a few miles down the coast. Listen. Look for a seagoing yacht painted black with 2 orange smokestacks. I'll be on it.
A seagoing yacht?
Yes. Come prepared for trouble. Plenty of trouble. Hurry, Robin.
My word, sir. What does it mean?
It means that Dick's alive, but he's in danger. Come on, Alfred. We're going to find him.
Followed by Alfred, Bruce Wayne, who is Batman, races through his house to the back stairway and down to his garage to answer the SOS from his young companion. What does this latest development mean? What is Robin doing on a strange yacht in Cove Harbor? We'll know tomorrow, so don't miss the next exciting episode, fellows and girls. Be sure to tune in tomorrow. Same time, same station.
And remember, for breakfast, it's Kellogg's Pep.
For excitement, the adventures of Superman.
Superman is a copyrighted feature appearing in Superman DC comic magazines and is brought to you Monday through Friday at the same time by Kellogg's Pep, the Sunshine Cereal. Say, on a chilly morning when your nose wakes up half frozen, gang, that's Crumbles weather. Just the time for a toasty kind of cereal with zip and go. Kellogg's Crumbles. Just the name to make you think of toasty words like crisp, crunchy, crinkly. Crumbles. You know, it's the only cereal in the whole wide world made in those little crinkly shreds of real whole wheat. Sort of sweet and mellow rich. This is Crumbles weather, gang. Just the time for crisp, crunchy, crinkly, Kellogg's Crumbles. And be sure to be with us tomorrow for the thrilling adventures of Superman. This is the Mutual Broadcasting System.